Thank you for calling Uncle Splash. My name is Shalette. How may I assist you today?
Shalette. My name is JD. I need you to add painting onto my job because I couldn't find anything on my dashboard about painting, house painting. Can you load it on there? Because I called in 3 weeks ago to have somebody put it on there. I don't see it, so I'm calling in again.
Okay, give me a moment to take a look, please.
Okay.
Another moment. Okay, so search terms. I'm looking through to see. It says they added painting, exterior painting, and interior painting, but let me look what's actually showing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they added it to the search words.
My question is, did somebody add it there a long time ago, 3 weeks ago?
Yes, it's added now. I'm looking at it. Yes.
It's in there already?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I don't want you to add it right now because...
No, I'm not adding it. It's already there. I'm reading where it's already there.
Oh, okay. What's it say?
Okay, so two different ways. In your list of services, it added painting services, exterior painting, and interior painting, as well as those keywords were added to your search phrases.
That's what's up. I'm so glad. How can I find it when I go to the dashboard? Where did I go and see it at?
Okay. Well, two different ways, but one way... to look at the website. So are you in your dashboard already?
Yeah, I'm logging in right now. I'm set.
Okay. I'll do the same thing because I'm not in your dashboard right now.
It's not letting me log in. Let's see.
Tell me if you need help.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in. Yeah, it's supposed to log in. When I punch in the code, it's supposed to log in. What's it doing? Okay, it's in now.
Okay. So the first way, we can take a look at your website. Do you see in your menu where it says website?
No, I got to go to menu first, right?
Yes.
Name website, where is website? I'm looking.
It's the third one in the menu.
Second one. Okay. Yeah, third one. Did I push on that?
And you push on that.
Okay.
You'll see a button that says view website.
You know, I cannot get any more review. They keep sending it out. I don't know what the hell's going on with this thing, man. I cannot get any review at all. Wait, Matt Dixon? This is new, I guess. Wait, what the hell?
Yeah, fairly new. It's 8:31. I'm surprised it's actually here in the website page. I usually see it in the reviews page. But, so do you see that button that says website, or view website?
No, I'm 1 second. I am able to see it, so I guess I am. I'm at, what the hell? Let me go back out again, because for some reason I don't see that. I'm at the main menu again. Push the menu, and go back to website. I'm going to say I've got 5-star. A total 5 active. I don't know what
that means.
Okay,
sure. Okay, so, which is, they're mentioning your reviews on this page, but what I want you to, which is odd to me because this is not the reviews page, but there is a button on here that says website URL, jdexterior.cleaning.pro, and view website.
Just
gotta look around.
Yeah, I'm still at that one site.
Okay, so you don't click on the total five activities. Don't click on that.
Okay, would I go down more?
Just keep scrolling. If you don't see it at the top, it should be at the top, but if you don't see it at the top, then just keep scrolling down.
What does it mean, not responded? So basically, I respond to these people.
I'll show you about that in a moment on a different page, what you can do about that, okay?
Christy, this is... I don't see.
Okay, so.
What am I supposed to look for again?
View website.
Oh,
you see something.
No, this thing's on. Right.
Okay. Then I'll show you another area, okay?
Okay.
Go back to your menu.
Website URL.
Okay, you're close. Yeah, there you go. Right below the website URL, you see your website, right?
It says view website.
Yes. Do you see that too?
Yeah. Should I hit that?
Okay.
View website.
You can click on that. Mm-hmm.
It's loading. JD Exterior Cleaning Service .pro. Oh.
You scroll down to the list of services where it says our services.
Our services, yeah.
At the bottom of the list, the painting, three painting keywords were added.
Oh, yeah, I see it now. That's cool. So these are the code words when people paint exterior painting or painting service. That's good. I see it.
Yep. So it's a list of things you do. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what order it's in?
No, this is just a list. The order has nothing to do with it. If you want it in a different position on the list, you could tell me that. But, of course, you did say that pressure washing is still your main service, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well... So far, so good. Let's just leave it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I could help with right now?
No. Now, can my girl can go and look in this page, too, with her phone? She got the 209-279-0989. She's my office people. And can she request a review for me too, because I could be busy.
Okay. So keep in mind, anybody could, you know, put a review on your Google Business profile. However, oh, there is something else I'm going to show you in here. However, if it comes from your same, you do not want it to come from your internet or your same IP address, or Google won't show it. They'll consider it spam.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. I tested that already. They removed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can my girlfriend get on her phone and to see the dashboard? Because she's the
anybody that you give your username and password to can do that.
Oh. Okay. I see.
So, because it's not an app, it's just you're logging into my.localsplash.com with your username and password. So it could be done from any device.
Okay. Sounds good.
Now, there was something to tell you about reviews. If you want to, do you know, right now you're on the website, but if you can do the back button and maybe get back into your dashboard.
Okay. Yeah, let me see. Okay.
And go back to the menu in the dashboard.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. Go to the one that says reviews.
Okay. Review. Okay. I got 4. I got 5.
Okay, so from this page, you will see that you could you can respond to reviews. Now, the really old ones you don't want to bother with, I don't think. But when you get a new review, like where did we see that 831 that's not showing here? That's a 531.
So once you responded, the little check box in the bottom, it has a check in it?
Yes, like you already did. You responded to that one, which is great. So actually, you've responded to 3 of them. So this is good. No, the other ones are older. You don't have to. All of these have been responded anyway. But so I was going to, when you mentioned it earlier, I was going to say, well, here's a place you can respond from. But they all say they've been responded. So if it hadn't been responded, there'd be a button that says respond, and you click on it, and it allows you to type your response. And the response is something that shows on Google to everybody, just like the review does.
I see.
So,
all these are already.
They're already responded, so that's fine.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Now, why is my customer having so hard time to respond? I worked for so long, only got 4. I've been requesting like every.
Oh, I see you've responded. You've requested a lot. Well, let me just say, which is good. I can just say that it's hard to know. People could ask for reviews all the time, and no matter how happy people are, only a small amount of them are going to take the time to do it. On the other hand, if they're doing it and then it's just not showing up, this is another problem with Google right now.
I think it's a problem with Google because almost wants to do it, but they have to go through too many obstacles, and they're like, fuck it, I'm done. I'm tired. Why I got to go through all this? Why can't I just write my review and post it? Instead, oh, you got to have this, you got to have that.
But, yeah, nobody can, unfortunately.
You're not the one that's doing it, so.
Yeah, unfortunately, only people with a Google account can leave a review. And for some people, it's automatic because they do this all the time. And then for other people, they're going to, like, have no idea what it is and not going to do it. It's true, you know?
Yeah, it's got to be an easier way.
Well, not for a Google review, but there's only one way to get a Google review.
Yeah. It's too slow. Okay.
Yeah.
I worked for almost a year, only got 4. I request almost every day, every week, I request for a review. So I know I'm trying to build it.
Mm-hmm. You are working. You're doing it. So aside from those requests, okay, so the requests go out, and you don't know who read that email or text or not. Then there's the other way where on this page you can see that link that says RateMyPro.jd.
No, 1 second. Okay. So I'm at the main menu, local splash, home, lead, website, listing.
Oh, on the reviews page, still on the reviews page.
Go back on the review, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, so right at the top, kind of near where, in front of where you were using the request review button, do you also see that HTTPS rate my dot pro dot JD. Do you see that too? Have you used this link at times?
No, never.
Okay, well, this is another way. So think of it this way. When you're not talking to somebody, then, but you have their email or their phone, then the request review button is perfect, right? But say you're in the moment with someone and they go, oh yeah, I want to leave you a review. Then a better way is this. If you copy this link, because if you click on it, you can copy it and you could text it to that person you're talking to. Then they just click on the link and it takes them to the Google. So it is a, this link is the other way to get them to where they need to go. It works best with, when you're just talking to somebody right now, you know, and you want to give them that link.
Okay.
So you have more than one option. But it all leads to the same place.
I gotta get my Gmail right, because every I push on that one, it came out like all my Gmail came out. So I gotta pick one and then find a password for it.
Yeah, but you don't need to go on that link to leave a review anyway. So I'm just letting you know you can copy that link and send to somebody, and they're the ones that will. The link works. It's asking you to log in to one of your emails as if you were going to leave a review. But since you're not going to leave yourself a review, you can just use that link and send it to people if you like.
I see. Let me do it one more time. Oh, got it. Wait, okay, so I'm trying to copy that. Now, as soon as I push it, it goes to my topic.
Well, if somebody pushes it, if somebody clicks on it, it takes them to your Google Business profile, right where you can leave the review. And if you're not logged into a Google account, it's going to ask you to log in. So everybody's going to experience something different when they click on it, because if they're already logged into a Google account, it's going to let them start typing to leave a review. Or if they're not, then it's going to ask them to log in, like just like the other link does. But the difference is, this is just the link. You can copy that link and paste it into a text message if you wanted.
Okay, one more time.
And you see the button that just says copy, like rate my pros, and there's that little sign on the end. If you looks like a phone, I think, or a page. If you, when you press on that, it copies it.
I guess that's the one to copy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you copy it, you can send it to people. If you're trying to click on it yourself, then it's asking you to log in.
Ah. So I push that the other one, is the copy button.
Yeah.
Do all.
Yeah, then you just paste it. Yeah.
Yeah, just paste it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm going to try that one today.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. But other than that, thank you so much. I guess the painting got on there.
Okay, great. Well, if you need anything else, you just let us know.
I will. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.